They were starting here on the top of Mem Hei Amud Aleph by the two dots. Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, which is Pachot Mikan Kenoten Etz Bavayin. Under 3 years and 1 day, someone who has Bia with a girl or a girl that has had Bia has no impact in terms of Bia. Ibai Luhu. Hani Betulim. The Damim of a Betula. The blood of virginity. Mezel Azli V'atu. Is it something that goes away and then returns? Meaning that if she has Bia under the age of 3 years and 1 day, it does affect the Dam Betulim, but they will over time recover to the point where she still has Dam Tulim. Oduma, it's dude hu delo it's tade adachar gimel. Or do we say that they are not completely destroyed? The damim of the betulim are not completely destroyed until after 3 years and 1 day. In the same vein as Rashi says that they're not developed. The dam betulim don't fully develop until 3 years and 1 day. And then they are completely destroyed at that time. But anything that happens before that time, the bi'a has no impact on the dam betulim because it cannot completely eliminate them during that period of time because they're not fully developed. The main nafkamino. What is the nafkamina between whether the dam betulim can recover from bi'a when it's under 3 years and 1 day or the fact that one is unable to remove the dam betulim completely under that age? So kugon, shebal betoch gimel. Person had bi'a with a girl under the age of 3 years and 1 day. Umatzadam. And when he had bi'a, he had a setting of dam. Ubal achar shalosh. And then again, he has bi'a with her after she's of the age of bi'a, after 3 years and 1 day. Velo matzadam. And then they don't find any damim. He amart mezel va'azle va'atu. If you say that they diminish, disappear, and then return, shodhu delo haviluhu. She didn't have enough time for the dam betulim to recover. Had she had enough time for them to recover, the dam betulim would have returned. That they are not fully developed, or they cannot be fully removed until after the age of 3 years and 1 day. He should have seen damim now. The fact that he didn't see damim has acher baleha. That's indication that she's had znut, that she's had intercourse with another individual. And as Tosfot points out, in terms of a Yisrael, who is a man married to this woman, there's no problem of this girl being a sur to her bala, to her husband, because a pitui, the seduction of a ktana, is classified like onus, and therefore she is not disqualified from being together with her husband. On the other hand, if she is married to a kohen, it will be problematic because she'll then be classified as a zonah, and it'll be a surah for the kohen to marry her as a zonah. So my, what's the din? So matkifla Rav Chiya Barev de Rav Ika. Rav Chiya Barev Ika says, I don't understand the question. Uman lemelan de makash betoch gimel einachu zeret altar. How do you know the duration of time that's needed for the wound of the dam betulim to recover? Who says it doesn't happen right away? You're assuming here that after 3 years and 1 day, if he has beer, he doesn't see dam, that's because it hasn't had time to recover. That assumes that the duration of recovery extends over a period of time. How do you know that? Maybe the recovery period is immediately. Shemachuzer la'alta. Va'achar bala. And then there will be no nafkamina anymore, because in both instances, if you don't see damim, we're going to assume that someone else caused the problem here. Ela nafkamina. Here's the difference between them. Kigon, shebal betoch gimel matzadam, ubal la'achar gimel matzadam. Had bia prior to her reaching the age of bia and saw damim. He again has bia with her after reaching the age of bia and sees damim. Iamart mezel azli va'atu. If you say that the damim disappear, they're somewhat diminished when he has bia with her under the age of 3, and then they return, then hai dam betulimu. In both instances, the damim that she sees is dam betulim, because the dam that she saw before 3 was dam betulim. And the dam that you see afterwards is also dam betulim. It's just recovered from the dam betulim that were taken out when she was under 3 years old. On the other hand, elai amar itzturihu delo mitzdade, that you can't remove it. It can't be totally wiped out when she's under 3. Elad achar gimel, until she's over the age of 3. Then hai dam nidahu. Then whatever damim he saw prior to the age of 3 was not dam betulim, but rather dam nida. And he'll be classified as a bol nida, and she'll have tumat nida. What's the din, mate? What's the din here? Tosafot does ask, why do you need her to see damim afterwards? In terms of the damim afterwards, it's irrelevant. It's all about the damim beforehand. You could have the same nafkamina when you're talking about damim prior to 3 years old. If she sees damim prior to 3 years old, if you believe that they are mizel azli v'atu, then you can claim that those are dam betulim. If you say that it is, it's tudehu delo mitzdade, then the damim before 3 years old is dam nidan, not dam betulim. So if that's the case, what do you need the second part of the scenario where he's bo'el her after 3 years and sees damim? He brings a number of answers. One of them is the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Eino Hanami, there is no nafkamina. It's just keeping it parallel to the previous case, where there was a bia beforehand and a bia afterwards, and it has no nafkamina in terms of the halacha. Tosafot says that maybe there's a possibility that even after Gimel, Yeshli Shtapik B'dam Nida, Yamartit Studi Hu Delo Mitzdadit. Even the damim that come afterwards, you have to have a safek about the fact that maybe those are also dam nida. Because the evidence is now that when she had bia before 3 years old, she saw damim. So we might now say there's a correlation between her cohabitating and seeing damim. And so too, the damim now that she sees after 3 years old, it should be dam betulim, but there is a possibility that it's not dam betulim because when she cohabitated last time she saw damim, maybe it's the same thing here. When she's cohabitating, she's seeing damim, and it's not associated with dam betulim. So that might be the explanation, and because of that, even the dam afterwards has a safek nida involved with it. Tosafot then brings a tshuva from Rashi that says the principle of etzudehu delo mitzdadei is that it's not common for that to happen. I mean, it's not a foolproof thing, that it's not 100% that the woman will not have her betulim taken out until after the age of 3, but it's something that's not common. A la rov, that will be the case. But there is a small minority who will have their betulim taken out prior to the age of 3 years. Now, if that is the case, again, when you have only damim beforehand and no damim afterwards, then there's only one safek. The dam that she saw beforehand is either dam nida or it's dam betulim. Now, she doesn't see any damim afterwards. So now your only two choices afterwards are she was together with someone else, she was a zona, or the dam betulim were already taken out prior to her reaching the age of 3. So therefore, there's only one safek here. The one safek is the dam that she saw before 3 a dam betulim or not? On the other hand, if she sees damim both beforehand and afterwards, then there are actually two safekot. Because the dam beforehand can be dam betulim or dam nida, and the dam afterwards also could be dam betulim and dam nida. Whereas in the case where there was only damim beforehand, there's only one safek, whether that damim was dam betulim or dam nida.
So Mai, what's the din here? So Amar Rav Chista Tashma, our Mishnah, Pachot Mikan Knotein Etzer Ba'ayin. Lama Limitnei Knotein Etzer Ba'ayin. Why does the Mishnah describe the bia under 3 years and 1 age as like putting a finger into an eye? Litnei Pachot Mikan V'lo Klum. Just say that under that age, it's nothing. It has no bearing. Why is it giving some sort of description to the bia prior to 3 years and 1 day? My love, isn't this coming to teach us that Kamashlo and Ma'ayin Midamat V'chozeret Umidamat? Just like an eye, when the finger's in the eye, it tears and it's irritated. And it continues to tear and irritate as long as the finger's in there. Af betulim mizel azli v'atu. So too with the betulim, they are somewhat removed, but then they recover or they reappear. Just like by the eye, the etzba each time has impact. So too over here, by the dam betulim, even though they might disappear or they might come out, they will recover and come back again. So Tan Rabbanan, Mase beyustani bito shel Asvirus ben Antoninus. Antoninus was a good friend of Rabbi's. Here we're talking about his granddaughter, Biustani, probably Justina or something along those lines. She bat lifnei Rabbi. She came to Rabbi. Amra lo Rabbi. She says to Rabbi, Isha b'kama niseit. How old does a girl need to be in order to get married? Amra la, bat gimel shanim v'yom echad. This would be at least 3 years and 1 day old. U'b'kama mitaberet. And what is the age at which a woman can become impregnated? Amra la, bat yudbet shana v'yom echad. Only from the age of 12 years and 1 day can she become impregnated. So Amra lo, she responds to him and says, Ani niseit b'sheish. First of all, I got married at 6. V'yaladti b'sheva. And then I had a child at 7. I wasted 3 years in my father's house. I could have gotten married at 3 years in 1 day. Instead, I only got married at 6 years. So Gemara says, Umim Abro. How did she become pregnant? Rabbi already stated you can't become pregnant until 12 years in 1 day. And she's saying she got pregnant at 7. V'atani Rabibi Kameh de Rav Nachman. Gimel Nashim Esham Shmot Memoch. There are 3 women that should use contraception when they are having bia. Tana, a minor. Mi'uberet, a woman who is pregnant. Umenika, a woman is nursing. Kitana, when we're talking about a minor, shemetitaber v'tamut. Because maybe she'll become impregnated, and she'll die from carrying the pregnancy. Mi uberet, woman is pregnant, shematase ubra sandal. Because their belief, at least, was that a woman could become impregnated, and then impregnated again.
Even though many of the Rishonim qualify that and say she can only become impregnated a second time to carry a nafel and not have a viable baby.
So the original fetus that's there, when she becomes impregnated by the second time, it will destroy or crush the first fetus that's there. So we don't want her to become impregnated again because of that possibility. We saw earlier in the Masech that
on Daf Chav Hei Amud Bet,
the Rabbeinu Tam says that that's not possible, that a woman can only become impregnated once and not twice.
And therefore, in the Gemara of Vamot, he explains this situation to be speaking about twins, and one of the twins will crush the other twin, but that's because of the bi'ah that's taking place, the addition of the shechvat zera into the rechem, it causes there to be less space, and that's what's going to cause the problem over here.
Minika shemet tigmolet bina. I mean, Nika, we're worried about the fact that she might have to cease nursing her child, v'yamut, and then he won't have any sustenance and he'll die. Vezuk tana. And when we're talking about a minor over here, what minor are we talking about? Mibat yudol shana v'yom echad, that's from 11 years in one day, v'yudbet shana v'yom echad, until 12 years in one day. So a year prior to becoming of age. Pachot mikan, under that age, o yeter al kain, mishameshev olech et divrei b'emer. She can have bia as freely. Again, if she's older than 12, then she's of age and it's not a problem. Under the age of 11, Rabbi Meir believes that she cannot become impregnated. So how is it possible that this granddaughter of Antoninus was pregnant at the age of 7? All these women can have bi'ah without any considerations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Shem looks after the fools. Over here it doesn't mean the fool, but the fool-hearted or the simpletons. So she could have become pregnant. It's just Shomer Pitayim Hashem. The Chachamim acknowledge that that's a possibility, but we just say Shomer Pitayim Hashem. Again, because pregnancy is a normal risk that is undertaken by people, and it's something that's beyond the control of the individual. Again, we saw this earlier in the Masechta with regards to Shomer Pitayim Hashem, that we're mafil this principle, not as a general principle, that any danger that one enters, we say Shomer Pitayim Hashem, Hashem takes care of you. Back then we gave the definition, which is, it has to be in danger that's normally undertook by people. I mean, this is the normal course of human existence, and people on a daily basis undertake these types of dangers. That's number one for a qualification of Shomer P'tayim Hashem. The second one is that it has to be out of your control. It has to be something that you can't control. If you can control it, then we do not say Shomer P'tayim Hashem, but rather we say, Nishmartem Ode Nafshotechem, that you have to take care of yourself. There's an obligation in the Torah to ensure that you do not endanger yourself. So in either case, where it's an extraordinary danger, danger that's not normally undertaken by people,
or
number two, it's something that's within your control, then we say, v'nishmarta ma'od v'nafshotechem. On the other hand, if it qualifies that it's without, not within your control, and it's something that is normally undertaken by people, then we do say, shomer pitayim Hashem. And like I said earlier in the Masechta, the examples of that are individuals who get into a car and don't put on a seatbelt. To get into a car is dangerous. There are fatalities, there are injuries all the time in cars. But, nevertheless, we say Shomer P'tayim Hashem because that is a normal danger undertaken by people to drive around, to get from place to place. On the other hand, not to put on a seatbelt, something, number one, that is within your control, and number two, is not a danger that people should normally undertake. Therefore, in that case, we say that there is no din of Shomer P'tayim Hashem, and the person is probably in violation of an Isur D'oraita of Nishmartem Ode Nafshotechem. The same is true if a person drives a car recklessly. Driving the car, again, is Shomer P'tayim Hashem. You drive recklessly, then already not in the realm of what's considered to be normal risks that are undertaken, and something that is it within your control. In that case, we don't say Shomer P'tayim Hashem, and you'll be in violation again, possibly, of the D'oraita of Nishmartem Ode Nafshotechem. And also, some modern-day poskim that say that if damage is caused, then you're considered to be a mezid. And the same is with riding a bicycle. Again, riding a bicycle does involve danger, but nevertheless, we will allow people to ride bicycles because that's a normal danger that's undertaken by people to get one place to another. On the other hand, if you get on a bicycle without a helmet, where there's strong evidence, empirical data, that a person without a helmet is so much more likely to be injured, something that's within your control, and a danger that should not be undertaken in a normal basis, over there, we're going to say that possibly in violation of the Isur D'oraita of Nishmarta Ma'od Nafshotechem. So riding the bike is fine. That's Shomer P'tayim Hashem. Riding the bike without a helmet, that's probably a violation of the Din D'oraita. V'bay Teima.
So even according to the Rabbanan, who say that these women do not have to have some form of birth control when they have bi'ah, they still only believe that a woman can become impregnated between the ages of 11 and 12. But earlier than that, they don't think she can become impregnated. So we're still left with the question of how is it possible that this woman, this granddaughter of Antoninus, was impregnated and carried a baby at the age of 7. So the first answer is,
Bibay Teima, Asher Basar Chamarim Bisaram. So this pasuk in Yechezkel is a description of the other nations of the world. And over there it compares them to animals. And just like by animals, there is the ability to be pregnant even at younger ages, so too, they are different than the Jewish women. and they do become pregnant even at younger ages. The last standard is Asher Piyam Diber Shav Yiminam Yimin Shaker. We ascribe that she's not telling the truth. The pasuk says that the other nations, they don't have that chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'emet, that Bnei Yisrael is supposed to act with emet and speak the truth. They don't necessarily speak the truth. If that's the case, then maybe she was lying. Maybe she wasn't speaking truthfully in this case. Possible answers of how she was pregnant. The two are either a difference in the biological makeup of her because she was not Jewish, or that she was lying, and therefore she really couldn't become pregnant. Tarabanan, Maseh b'Yishachat, Shabbat lifnei Rabbi Akiva. There was this woman who came before Rabbi Akiva. Amra lo, Rabbi niv'alti b'toch shlosh shanim. I had bi'ah with someone who was pasul kuhuna under the age of 3. Mani l'kuhuna, can I marry a kohen at this point? Amra lo, k'sheira at l'kuhuna. You're fine. You're allowed to marry a kohen. Amra lo, she went on to explicate the situation more, and she says, Rabbi, em sholoch al mashal. I want to give you a mashal. L'mad davar domeh. What is this? Simatuli tinok, she tamnu lo etzba'o bedvash. People took his finger and they dipped it into honey. Pamri shanavishniya go erbam. The first two times the baby is reluctant. He doesn't want them to put his finger in the honey. Then Pamri shlishit, when it comes to the third time, matzatzah, all of a sudden he licks his finger, sucks on his finger, and he says, wow, this is great. And he's no longer reluctant. The nimshal over here is she. At first was reluctant to have bi'ah with the pasula. She was either being forced or was seduced in that manner, but it was really against her will. But she says after a certain period of time, she actually enjoyed it. And it was something that she wanted. She says, I don't think when I had bia under the age of 3, it wasn't simply that I was anus, but I was, in a sense, a mezida because I enjoyed it. Samalaim kein psulat lakuna. That's the case, then you may not marry a kohen. Sarat talmidim iskadlim zeh bezeh. Rabbi Akiva sees his students looking at each other in wonderment. How could Rabbi Akiva paskin like this? Amar lehem, lama davar kasheh b'neichem. What's so difficult? What I said? Amar lehi, they said back to Rabbi Akiva, shekem shkola Torah chalocha l'moshe m'sinai, just like the entire Torah is given from Hashem to Moshe, and is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, kach, b'chutam b'bat shalosh shanim k'shira l'kuna, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that any woman under the age of 3, no matter what type of bia or how the bia came about, she is still muteret l'kuna. How could it be here that you're distinguishing between whether she was a willing participant or a non-willing participant? And Rabbi Akiva over here was not disagreeing with them. He believed that was a look as well. He only gave the quote-unquote ramp sack to see if the Talmidim would jump and ask the question in order to sharpen the Talmidim. Okay, next Mishnah. We just had the Mishnah with regards to the ages by a woman. Now we have a Mishnah with regards to the ages by a man. Ben teisha shanim v'yom echad shabaa al yivamto kana'a. A child who is 9 years and 1 day old, his bi'ah is classified as a bi'ah. Therefore, if he has bi'ah with a woman who is supposed to be his yivama, he is koneh that woman to be his yivama. And in addition, he'll get the possessions of his brother in the Yerusha. Rashi points out that is when he becomes of age. He doesn't have a kinyan as a katan, but when he becomes of age, that will be the case. And he cannot give her a get until he becomes of age. The problem is that the Nisu'im, the original marriage that was created with this woman by his brother was of age. And his brother created Kiddushim Midoraita. Here we have a Katan who's not of age yet. And if he gives her a get, his get is not on the same level as the Kiddushim that were created by his brother. So since we've created Kiddushim Midoraita, and he is piggybacking on the Kiddushim of his brother, then when he tries to give a get over here, he's not going to be successful at divorcing this woman. So he must wait till he's of age in order to divorce her. Umetameh v'nida, letameh mishkav tachton ke'elyon. He's already considered to be a Boel. So if he's a Boel Nida, then he'll have the din of Boel Nida in the Torah, which is that he's Tamei for 7 days, as well as the fact that he is Mitamei, the items under him, food and liquids, just like El Yonoshel Zav, just like that which is above the Zav, the Tumah that it receives. Uposel ve'enu machil b'tshuma. He's posel, if he's a pasul that sleeps with a bat kohen, he will disqualify her from eating tshuma in her father's house. That's assuming that she was either an Obed Kochavim or a Mamzer, someone who is Pasul. If it's a Stam Yisrael that has Bi'ah with a Bat Kohen, that will not affect her because there's no Isur in the Bi'ah that makes her into a Pasul. And if you say it's a Znut, over there's no Isur Zonah to be Posel her from eating in the Chuma, just as Posel it to her, possibly from the Kihuna, and that's a Machloket Tanaim as to whether that bi'ah would be posel her from the kuhuna. Veinu machil b'truma, if he marries a woman, she may not eat in truma because he's still a minor. And therefore he can't create the kinyan that will allow her as his wife to eat in the truma. Uposela de beima mi'agava mizbeach. If he has bi'ah with an animal, bestiality, he will posel that beima from being able to use it as a korban. V'niskala al yodo, and it will also be put to death for that bi'ah. If we have two edim, then it will be put to death. If we only have one aid, or we have the balim saying that this was the case, or the boy saying this is the case, then it will be posel mi'agavim izbeach, but there won't be any death to the animal. Bimbal achat mikol arayot amarot b'torah, if he cohabitates with any of the arayot in the Torah, mumutim ayado, they will be chayavim, assuming that they are of age, they will be put to death for that. V'hu patur, he's patur because he's a minor. So now Gemara says about this issue, kshiyagdil begets agila. When he gets older, it's enough to give this Yevama a get and divorce her. V'atanya, we have a braita from Yevamot. Asu biyat bentet kimamar bigadol. Chachamim created in Yibum something that simulates that which transpires in a normal marriage. In a normal marriage, there are two stages. There's Kiddushin Erusin and then Nisuin. Kiddushin Erusin is done through some form of kinyan. Nisuin is the actual taking the woman into the house of the man, whether that's Yichud, Chupa, or living together. Any one of those is classified as Nisuin. By Yibum, that's not necessary. Yibum, the Torah says, that simply, quote-unquote, Nisuin, having bi'ah with a woman is enough. The Chachamim instituted something called Ma'amar. Ma'amar is a Kiddushin Dirabanan, which says that the brother is Miyacheid, that he will be Miyabim, this woman. So there's some form of Kiddushin Midrabanan called Ma'amar, and then afterwards, the equivalent of Nisuin will be when he actually brings her into the house and has bia with her, that will be equivalent to Nisuin, that he will be Koneh the Yevama fully. So when that happens, a Gadol, a person of age who does Ma'amar, he simply does the Ma'amar but never completes the process of doing Yibum, then if he wants to divorce this woman, he has to give a get to release the Ma'amar Midrabanan, and he has to do Chalitza to remove the obligation Minat Torah to perform Yibum with this woman. So he has to give both a get and perform chalitza. So the Braita here says that that is same is true of a katan who married this Yevama, that he has that same din, he has to give her both a get and perform chalitza. So he needs a get, the mamaro, to remove the mamar, the chalitza, to remove the zika, the connection between them, mina Torah. So abiyat bentet, tzarich, get the mamaro, the chalitza the zikato. Over here, it may not be clear that he needs the get from mamaro, because he didn't have any mamar, but he might need a get and chalitza to get rid of what he is created over here. Amarav, Rav says, the Mishnah is talking about the case, achikamar, the kshiyagdil, when he already becomes of age. He married her when he was young, and he was 9 years in one day, so his bi'ah is enough to create the classification of the yibum. Now, he can't divorce her without having a get and chalitza. On the other hand, if he reaches of age and has bi'ah with her, at that point he's fully koneh her, and she becomes his full-fledged wife. If she's a full-fledged wife, then he can just give her a get, because he's of age, and she's a full-fledged wife, and it will suffice to give her a get in order to divorce. Next Mishnah talks about the issue of nidarim with regards to age. Bat achat esrei shana v'yom echad. When it comes to a girl who is 11 years in one day, 1 year prior to when she becomes of age, nidareh nivdakim. We check out her nidarim. If she makes a neder there, we check out whether she understands what the neder is about. Bat 12 shana v'yom echad. If she reaches the point where she's 12 years in one day, nidareh kayamim, then her nidarim stick no matter what because she's of age. Ubodkim kol 12. And you check the entire 12th year from 11 years in one day till 12 years, you check that entire year. For a boy, ben 12 shana v'yom echad nidarav nidbekayim. A year before becoming of age, 12 years in one day, if he made a nether during that year, we check whether he understands what he did. Ben yugim shana v'yom echad, once he reaches of age, 13 years in one day, nidarav kayamim. Then his nidarim are kayam no matter what. Ubotkim kol 13. And we check the entire 13th year from 12 years and one day until 13, we check whether he understands the nidarim. Kodim lezvanazeh, prior for a girl, prior to 11 years and one day, and for a boy, prior to 12 years and one day, afo pi sheyomru yudim anu l'shem mi nadarnu, even if they say we know what we're talking about, l'shem mi hikdashnu, or we know what we're doing kodesh, ein nidrehem neder. The neder has no impact whatsoever. Ve'ein hekdeshan hekdesh, and whatever they made kodesh does not take effect. L'achar zman hazeh, after 13 years and one day for a boy, and after 12 years and one day for a girl, afo pi sheyomru ein anu yudim l'shem mi nadarnu, even if they say we don't understand what we're doing, we don't have the capacity to understand what we're doing, we don't know where we did this kodesh for, nevertheless, nidaran neder ekdeshan ekdesh. They take effect no matter what, because now they're of age. So now the Gemara wants to understand how the Mishnah is laid out. The Mishnah has what seems to be superfluous sections to it, and the Gemara now is going to break down what each item teaches us. We came in the Tana bat achat esrei v'shana v'yom echad nidarei nivdakim. The Mishnah tells you from 11 years and one day, her nidarim are checked. Bat yud bet shana v'yom echad nederek kayamim lomali. Why do you have to tell me that when she reaches of age, 12 years in one day, that her nidarim stick? Why do you need that at all? Of course, when she becomes of age, her nidarim stick. Gemara says, Agadat chamina butkim li'olam. I would think maybe you have to always check. 11 years in one day, oh, you would have checked. So along comes the mission to tell you that there's a cap to that. At 12 years in one day, you no longer check. It's automatic that it takes hold. Mashmalon. So v'kevin detani bat yud bet shana v'yom echad nederek kayamim. So then, if we know now that at 12 years and one day, her nidarim stick, and we know from 11 years and one day that we check her nidarim, isn't it obvious that you have to check from 11 years and one day till 12, meaning that whole year? Then why does the Mishnah go out of its way to say, Botkim kol 12 lomali? Why does it have to explicitly say that you have to check the entire 12th year? When it says, Salkadat chamino hoel v'amar ma'ar, because we have a principle that lamed yom b'shana chashuvim shana, that 30 days in a year is classified like a whole year. If we already checked her for 30 days, and she doesn't know what she's doing with Nidarim, maybe we shouldn't have to check the rest of the year. Just that's it. We know that she's not qualified, and that's it. Kamash v'lon, that you have to check. Every nether during that 12th year, you have to check. So, read those two sections. That bat yudbet shana b'yom echad nidareh kayamim. Ubotkim kol yudbet. And we also check the entire 12th year. Bat achat asre b'yom echad nidareh nivdakim lomali. Then why do you have to tell me it starts from 11 years in one day? We know that already. If she, at 12 years in one day, her nidareh stick, and for the year prior to that, the whole 12th year, she has to check, then we know you need to check starting at 11 years in one day. So what do I need that for? You would think that from 11 years in one day in the 12th year, that is for the average girl, that's when you have to check. And below that age, you will not need to check. If we see that they're more mature and astute, then maybe we should have to check even before that. Kamash Malon, that before that time period, it's nothing. So now we have at least explained all three pieces of the puzzle so far in the Mishnah, which is, why do we need 12 years and one day to say that's the end of checking? Why do we need 11 years and one day in the Mishnah to tell us that's the start of checking? Before that, it's irrelevant. Why do we need the whole 12th year to check? It's so that you don't think that you only need to check for 30 days and make assumptions based on that chazaka, but rather you have to check the entire year. But then, what do you need the latter half of the Mishnah? The latter half of the Mishnah says, Kodem azman azeh v'achar azman azeh lomali. You already know that from the fact that it says 11 years and one day as the threshold, and 12 years and one day as the upper threshold, we already know that before that it's nothing, and after that it's nothing. So, salkadat chamin, I would, without that part of the Mishnah, think, Hani, milehecha delo kamri inhu. That's only if we are probing them, and then they answer whether they understand or don't understand. If they volunteer the information, nismochalayo, then maybe we should rely on them, meaning that under the age of 11 years and one day, if they tell us we know what we're doing without us probing them, maybe we should listen to them and say, okay, it takes effect. Or after the age of 12 years and one day, when they're already of age, if they come to us voluntarily and say, we don't know what we're doing, maybe over there we should classify it as not being a ned there. Only when we probe them will we say that after that age, it doesn't matter. Gemara says, Kamash V'lon, that it's irrespective of whether they volunteer the information or we probe them for the information, below 11 years and one day is nothing. Above 12 years and one day is always classified as being a neder. So Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Divrei Rabbi. These are the words of Rabbi, meaning the Mishnah that makes such a distinction between boys and girls, that girls mature faster than boys. That is the position of Rabbi, that a girl comes of age at 12 years and one day, and a boy comes of age at 13 years and one day. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, on the other hand, disagrees. Omer Dvarim Amurim Betinoket. That which was said about the girl, Betinok Amurim, really belongs to the boy. So a boy becomes of age at 12 years and one day. And Dvarim Amurim Betinok, that which was said about a boy, Betinoket Amurim, should be said about the girl, meaning that girls only become of age at 13 years and one day. So now they want to understand their positions. Amar of Chista, Mai Taima De Rabbi. What is the reasoning behind Rabbi's position? Dichtiv. Because the Pasuk says, Vayivin Hashem Elokim Et Atzela. That Hashem took the rib out of man and built it into Chava. So what does it mean, Vayivain? That Hashem gave the woman a greater understanding, a deeper understanding than man, and that she matures faster than man. And because of that, she becomes of age at 12 years in one day, whereas the boy only becomes of age at 13 years in one day. V'idach, what does Rabbi Shimon Elazar do with that pasuk? How we buy like the Reish Lakish? She dashes in the pasuk like Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, Vayivin Hashem Elokim et Atzela, Asher Lakach min Adam liisha, Vayivyeh al Adam. That he built the rib into the woman, and then he brought the woman to man. Melamed, Shekil'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Chava, that Hashem braided Chava's hair, ve'viya itzal Adam Rishon, and then he brought her to Adam Rishon. Kebiyachol, Hashem braided her hair and brought her to Adam Rishon. Shekein, how do you know that's the case? How do you learn that of Vayiven? Shemekrachei Hayam, on the islands of the sea in the Mediterranean, Orin lekliyata binyoto. They call braiding building. This is also used in the Gemara and Shabbat with regards to whether braiding is asur in Shabbat because it's considered to be bunet. Shimon ben Elazar, my time. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon Elazar's position? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak mitoch she'tinok matzui bebeit rabo. Since the young man is found in the Beit Medrash, Yichnaser bo amrimut techila. Therefore, he matures, becomes savvy, is more astute, faster because he's exposed to more. And Tosafot says that even if he's not in the Beit Midrash, the boy just tends to be out more, and because of that, he is educated and matures faster. And so because of that, Rabbi Shimon Elazar believes that the boy comes of age at 12 years in one day, whereas the girl only comes of age at 13 years and one day. Now the halacha, Tosafot says, is like Rabbi, for a number of reasons. Number one is, we have a principle in the Gemara, halacha k'rabi michaveiro v'lo michaveirav. When it comes to a machlok between Rabbi and a single Tano, the halacha is like Rabbi. If it's Rabbi neged the Rabbim, then the halacha is like the Rabbim. That's number one. And number two, other places in Shas we find that when it's a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the halacha is like Rabbi except for that one case. There's one exception in Shas. So from both of those principles, it would suggest here that the halacha is like Rabbi. Ibailu, now the Gemara asks, Toch zman, kilifnei zman, or kilachar zman. That period of time between 11 years and one day and 12 years and one day for a girl, and that time period between 12 years and one day and 13 years and one day for a boy, what is the classification of that time period? Is it considered like prior to that time or after that time? L'mai hilchato. What's the nafkamina in this? Ilin nidarim. If you're talking about the nidarim, like our Mishnah, lav kilifnei zman damya, v'lav kilachar zman damya, it has no resemblance to that which is before or after it, its own period of time. Afterwards, nidarim stick no matter what. Beforehand, the nidarim have no effect. During that period of time, we have to check. So that it's an independent stage for those individuals. So you can't say it has any correlation with before or after. Ella the onshin. We don't know for being punished. Now, as Tosafot and Rashi point out over here, we're talking about a case where the child has shtei sarot. They already have pubic hair in the period of time from a year prior to their technically coming of age. From 11 years in one day to 12 years in one day for a girl. And from 12 years in one day to 13 years in one day for a boy. If they have shtei sarot during that period of time, what is the classification? They're classified as a gadol, meaning that we classify that as being shtei sarot pubic hair, and they are gadolim. Or do we say that it's simply a shuma? It's some sort of birthmark, some sort of mark on them, but does not qualify to be shtei sarot, and they do not become of age until they hit the threshold of 12 years in one day and 13 years in one day. So the Gemara says, my, what's the din? Rav v'Rav Chinina d'Amri Tarvayu, they both say, toch zman k'lifnei zman. During that period of time, even if they have shtei sarot, they're classified as being minors. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damrei Tarvayu, if they do have shtei sarot, toch zman, during that period of time, kalachas zman, then they are considered to be of age. Amar Rav Nachman, Bayitza, Vesimanech, how can you remember who has which position? Vizot lifnim bi Israel. Rashi gives two impossible interpretations. Lof lifnim bi Israel. Lifnim being before, lifnei zman. And in the word bi Israel, you have Rav's name. You have a resh and a bet. The Rav says that it's kidlifnei zman. That's one possibility. The other possibility Rashi brings is that vizot is a lashon nikeva. And Rav Chanina, and the Bach says that his name here is spelled with a hey and not an aleph, is a lashon nikeva. And therefore Rav Chanina is the position of lifnei zman. The Bach brings a third alternative, which he says that the gematria of bi Israel is equivalent to Rav and Rabbi Chanina. So based on that you'll remember that it's lifnei b'Israel. Meiti Rav Amnuna. Achar zman hazeh. After this period of time, afal pi shamru ein anu yodim l'shem mi nardarnu l'shem mi hikdashnu, our Mishnah that says that after they come of age, then we don't ignore what they say. Nidrim neder hekdeshem hekdesh, and the nidrim take effect, and the hekdesh takes effect. Ha toch zman. What you would infer from that is that if it was during the period beforehand, kilifnei zman, that it's only once they come of age do we say that everything takes effect. But prior to that, meaning in that 12th year or the 13th year, depending if it's a girl or a boy, then they'd have a din like a minor. Samali Rava, Ema Resha, Kodem Azman Azeh. You're being medayek out of the Mishnah because it says after that time period they're considered to be of age. Then why don't you be medayek from the earlier part of the Mishnah that says, Kodem Azman Azeh, prior to this age they're considered to be minors, which would have the implications that once they reach that age, they're no longer minors. Regesha, Kodem Azman Azeh, Avu Pishamu Yodim, Anu L'Shem Minardan, L'Shem Mikdash, Do Eni Dream Neder, Vein Ekdesh HaMekdesh. Ha toch zman, you would infer from that, kalachar zman. Can't be medayik anything from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not medayik either way. Velohi. That's not the explanation of Rav Amnuna's question. Rava katoi. Rava made a mistake in trying to understand it. Hu savar Rav Amnuna mi Mishnah yitera kedayik. That Rav Amnuna was learning out from the extraneous Lashon at the end of the Mishnah. We saw already before that the Gemara is fishing around to figure out why we have all these bavot to the Mishnah. So we'll just say it's extraneous and be medayek from it. But the daik misafely dug mireisha, and Rav responds to him, if you're going to be medayek from that piece about acharzman, be medayek from lifnei zman, you will be inconclusive. Veloi, that's not where Rav Amnuna's questions come from. Rav Huna migufa de matnitan kadayek. He is medayek directly out of the Mishnah. Hal acharzman hechidami. What is the situation which is the acharzman here? Where do we say that the Nedarim are Tofes and the Hekdesh is Tofes no matter what when they come of age? If they have yet to reach the point where they have Shtei Sarot, where they have pubic hair, then they're still minors. It must be that the case in the Mishnah is talking about children who already have Shtei Sarot, have reached the age of puberty. And if that's the case, meaning at after they come of age and they've reached puberty, for sure everything is Tofes, that means that the Mishnah is talking about a case of puberty. And then the Mishnah is built around the fact that prior to that age, then we're talking about children that also have reached the point of puberty. But it's only acharzman that we say that they are considered to be gdolim. But before that period of time, we don't classify them as a gdolim. The time of the acharzman, but before that period of time, for the year prior to that, they are not classified like gdolim, they're classified as minors. So say, even though they reach the age of puberty, if they're before the age of 12 years and one day, or 13 years and one day, they're classified like minors. And that's similar to Rav and Rav Chanina's positions. Rav Nuna is challenging Rav Shua ben Levi and Rav Yochanan's position that they're considered to be of age. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow.